You're listening to Morning Edition on Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Chuck Hinman in Providence. Today in Olneyville, it's the kickoff of a three-day event called the 2015 Providence Symposium, Beyond Buildings, Preserving the Livable Neighborhood. Here to talk about this is Jay O'Grady, Director of Operations and Asset Management at One Neighborhood Builders. First of all, Jay, how about a quick overview of the symposium's agenda?
I think what the Providence Preservation Society is looking to do is to expand the conversation about preservation beyond just the individual building, but take into account the context of the neighborhood in which these buildings are located. And I think it recognizes that the neighborhood and the folks that live in the neighborhood are assets in and of themselves. And so, you know, those assets can be leveraged in a way that preserves the place that we're talking about, in this case, the Olneyville neighborhood of Providence.
Now, your organization, One Neighborhood Builders, what do you do?
We promote the stabilization of the Olneyville neighborhood of Providence. We do it through a couple lines of business, one of which is real estate development. Most of that is residential, affordable housing, but also some commercial. And a second important business line is community building and asset building for folks that live in the neighborhoods.
Let's talk about Olneyville now. One of Providence's more famous neighborhoods, I think, but also one that has struggled for years.
Mm-hmm.
Can we look at it now and maybe give us an idea of what things have been done to preserve and revitalize it? Successes, failures, where do we stand?
You know, what we have done is largely over the last 10 years, we've been trying to clean up the foreclosure mess that we saw in the 2007, 2008.
How badly was Olneyville hurt by that?
Well, I would say that Olneyville was probably among the worst hit neighborhoods in the state of Rhode Island. And, you know, the mayor has mentioned recently that he believes there's somewhere in the neighborhood of 500 abandoned units remaining in the city of Providence. And I would say at the height of the crisis, there were 500 foreclosed and abandoned units in the Olneyville neighborhood itself. So, you know, we have seen some recovery from that, but there remains work to be done. You know, the Olney Village project is the last real estate project that we have completed. And what it did was focused on the William DeBate Elementary School, which is on Kazoos Street, and the walk-to-school routes of the neighborhood children that use it. After the foreclosure disaster of 2007 or 8, virtually all the streets that led into the DeBate School main entrance were just scarred with vacant, abandoned, foreclosed houses, which of course become attractive nuisances for drug dealing, for prostitution, and in some cases for arson. And so we strategically got access or got control of 10 of those buildings that immediately adjoin the William DeBate School site. We rehabbed all of them. We now have, you know, about 36 affordable units for working families in the Olneyville neighborhood, many of whom have children that now attend that school on safe walking routes that are attractive and show really some investment after a long period of what appeared to be only disinvestment in the neighborhood. We're now looking to expand that effort to a new project that we're calling Amherst Gardens, which just goes up a street to Amherst Street, which we've not had the opportunity to intervene in yet, but is similarly littered with, you know, vacant and abandoned foreclosed buildings that we've now got control of 13 of them, and we look to be in construction in the spring.
Jay O'Grady, Director of Operations and Asset Management at One Neighborhood Builders. Thank you for talking to Rhode Island Public Radio.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.